Look, at the end of the day, I have a job to do, and that's look after the interest of the ordinary people of West Donegal and the county. I feel that we've been neglected for many years. As the old saying goes, the forgotten county. So I felt that today, on a point of principle, to send a strong message to the Dublin government to say that what they're doing, their policies are doing to Donegal, is ripping it apart in terms of unemployment. If you look at the immigration problems we have, the housing issues we have, and those who are working on the low wages, and I thought it was a great opportunity to send a strong message to the government, and also as a protest in terms of what Ampost has done lately, what the government has done in terms of shutting our post offices. So I felt as a councillor it was a tool that was available to me, and I felt that there isn't enough money in the budget, no matter how they want to sell it, but there isn't. If there was enough money, I wouldn't be opposing it. So unfortunately that was the case, and apart from Councillor John Campbell, all the rest voted for a budget that I believe doesn't serve fully the people of Donegal, who at the end of the day, who elects us and pays our wages, and in turn that makes them our bosses.
But it can be argued that council officials worked with what they had and what they currently have to compile this budget as best they possibly could, and that's why the majority of other local representatives voted in favour of it.
Well, at the end of the day, the officials will work with what they have, because that's their job, and they can only work on the remit that they're given. But we as councillors, we don't have to necessarily work within that remit. We can actually use this chamber to actually take a very principled and strong stand in the interest of those who, I said, are our bosses, the ordinary working class people out there. What's happening to this country is that this capitalist neoliberal policy that majority of the parties in the 26 counties adhere to is actually forcing more people into employment, forcing more people onto the poverty line, and forcing our youth and people of middle age to the four corners of the globe. And for me as a councillor, I can't stand by and just let that go when I had an opportunity to actually try to, I suppose, send a strong message on behalf of the people of Donegal to the government. I used that opportunity today, and unfortunately, apart from Councillor John Campbell, who also took a very principled stand, the rest voted for it.